This island is an island. Good, we've got that straight. It gives it protection in some regards, but also makes it vulnerable. Protection in that it can shut the door in the face of threats from across. So a guard can be mounted on Foot and Mouth, for instance, or Varroa Mite. But the downside is that it can mean isolation too. Take Blue Tongue. It's rife in the UK, bar Scotland, but it's never been here. But in isolating the island from infection, it means that breeding stock, and this is the time of year when fresh stock is required, can only come from Blue Tongue-free Northern Ireland. But freight sailings from there are very limited to the island. The UK has been sounding the alarm via the internet.
Cattle are the main carriers, and adult cattle often show little or no signs. But the signs can include lethargy, crusty erosions around the nostrils.
The local view, Manx National Farmers Union Secretary Sarah Comish.
Because blue tongue seems to have spread now up to the north of England as well. It was restricted to sort of areas around the southeast. A lot of the time that seems to be a very vulnerable area, but now it seems to be all over. We can't import, and rightly, we can't import any livestock from GB to the island because of the restrictions. The industry would agree that that's the best way for things to be managed, because we can't take the risk of getting a blue tongue case over here. It would be absolutely devastating. For one, you wouldn't be able to export anything off the island. You know, when we're heavily reliant on stock being able to go off the island as well. If you have an animal that's confirmed as having blue tongue, then that puts everything on restriction for you. There are vaccines available, but there are different strains of blue tongue, so they only work for certain strains of it.
We haven't got blue tongue over here. If we got blue tongue, would that suddenly affect the whole island? One case affect the whole island?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'd be in lockdown. So we're still looking at if blue tongue's going on for another year, another couple of years, however long, we just don't know. It's going to be another year and a half after that before something could be imported from GB. So we're looking at a very long time of not having those imports from GB. So we have got the Northern Ireland route. So stock can be imported from Northern Ireland, but we're very limited on sailings from Northern Ireland.